Hello and welcome to the Melbourne Cup set, a collaboration between Racing.com and Wolf Den. And what a treat it is to have the boys from the Den in the .com studio down here in Melbourne. Kingsley Bartholomew, the captain, joining us on the desk. Scotty Fitzsimmons, the Visa and Dream Team, Matty Taylor. Hey, all mate. With one job, to find the winner of the 2024 Melbourne Cup. The show is going to be brought to you by Ladbrokes, and over the next half hour, we're going to hope to do just that. Kings, it's the biggest punting week of the year.
Certainly
the boys
is.
Are up and about.
Oh, isn't it just fantastic? Melbourne Cup's here, and we get to go to the Call of the Card Monday, the biggest betting race on the Australian calendar, and I'm certainly pumped for it.
Fitz, hello to you. Good to be in the studio. The Melbourne Cup, it's a great race. It's still the race that stops the nation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic, mate. Everyone loves the Melbourne Cup, and every year it never fails to disappoint.
Matty?
Yes. How are you, mate?
The Melbourne Cup, it's time to stand up and be counted, isn't it? It's important for people like us in these roles.
Yep. I remember running out of my religion exam at my HSC to go watch the Cup. So brushed a few hours of religion and, let's find something that matters. Let's win. Let's find a winner.
It doesn't sound like you at all, does it? Kings, just in an overall sense, a lot's been spoken about this year's Melbourne Cup from a long way out too, that it might not be the strongest. But now we have the field finalised with the barriers as well. I think it's a handy enough race.
Oh, it's an intriguing race because there's so many different form lines. You've got horses that mightn't stay 3,200. You've got horses coming back. You've got horses down in the weights who have come over from the UK with inferior form that have gone to new levels when they've come here. So, yeah, as always, there's different form lines and it's, you know, which one are you going to take?
Kings, you've been trying to find the winner of the Melbourne Cup for a long time. We won't say exactly how long, but you've narrowed it down so the punters at home can find their own way of finding the winner. You think there are sort of five tools or rules that can really narrow the field down. Just explain them for us.
Things have changed over time, but at the moment, these are my top five things that I look for. So I'll start at the top, well weighted. We know how important weights are over 3,200 metres, especially. This isn't a 1,000-metre race. I've got to carry this for 3,200. So the weight scale's changed a little bit, but it's still extremely important. You've got Vorband with 55.5 on top, so there's only 5.5 kilos difference, but it's still 5.5 kilos from top to bottom is a lot. So I'm still looking at horses that have relatively weighted very well. Recent form, obviously very important. The Melbourne Cup is 24 horses, but it can be a skinny race with a lot of horses coming in with poor recent form. And I just find nowadays that they really sort of struggle. We saw Without a Fight, which was coming in with superior form lines last year, blow them away. So recent form, absolute tick. Number three is the jockey. When I'm talking about jockey, I'm talking about experience at the track and experience in Australia. And also I'm talking about strength over 3,200 metres. So I'm a bit wary about jockeys who are having their first start at the track. We've got a couple this year that are coming over, and it's just, I'm not the champion riders overseas, but it's very different when you're riding in a packed pace of the race is different here, and how close they race is different here as well. So that was number three. Number four, obviously ability to stay the 3,200 metres. There's a few that are going this time who haven't been past 2,400. They're often query, so it's not your Penham completely, but you've got to decide whether you think they will be able to stay the 3,200 metres. And number five, and the most important and the number one factor that I look for, is sectional speed. By sectional speed, I mean the last 200. I mean the last 600 of a horse's last two starts. So we'll talk about that. But the sectional speed ties into a lot of the other factors as well. Obviously, horses down in the weights have more of an ability to, with a turn of foot, they can increase their speed over the last 200 and 600. And you see in the Cup so often that a horse can accelerate from the 400 to 200 and put sort of two or three on them and really break away. So those are the five factors. And there is one horse in this Cup that ticks every box.
Without further ado, should we get into it? I know the boys are chomping at the bit to try and find the winner. Let's rock and roll. And let's start. We're going to have a look at the 12 horses that the boys think can run a race in this year's Lexus Melbourne Cup. And we're going to start right at the top of the tree with Vauban, who is the top weight. Obviously contested the race last year, Kings. They've made a few changes to the way they prepare him for the race this year. And listening to Willie Mullins after the barrier draw, the team couldn't really be happy with the way he's going.
They were happy last year as well.
True.
Declaring him last year. We have heard that he's done things differently. Champion trainer overseas, so nobody's going to sort of question him. But my positives with Vauban are obviously the UK form. He comes in with superior UK form. The negatives, failed last year, 55.5 kilos on his back, which he is carrying top weight. I talked about jockey before. Buick, 60 rides, 5 wins and losing at 30% on turnover. So 60, he's got a bit of experience here, but as you can see, those UK jockeys sometimes coming over struggle a little bit. And his ratings-wise, he comes in sort of with similar form lines. Matt, what do you think about Vauban?
Like, I like the fact that he was so short last year. So you have to sort of forgive his performance. His last two starts are the best, sort of...
Ratings-wise?
Yeah, I think, and, like, just class-wise, running against some of those really good horses overseas. However, I'm with you. I am going to risk him. I just don't... So far, he's not an Australian horse, and as in racing well here, so...
The small fields worry. Fitz, you were talking about small fields before. What are you...
Yeah, it seems to run around in small fields nearly every start. I was querying whether or not a strong 3,200 with a high-pressure situation was really suitable for Vauban. I was happy to take it on at $6. It wasn't really a horse I wanted to be getting into.
Mm. All right. Are we expecting him to drift, do you think?
Oh, I think he'll start favourite. Okay. I think the tip will be out. I think the Irish boys will get to the call of the card and they'll truckload him, same as what they did last year. I think he'll start favourite. I think he'll probably start shorter than $6.50. I think there's a lot in the race that can't win. I think he's one I don't want to back. I think he can win, but I think he's no value.
Every year, one of the key form references is the Caulfield Cup, of course, and a horse that had a big flashing light on him in the Caulfield Cup was Buckaroo from the very astute Waller camp. Kings, what do we think of his chances?
Well, the big question. The big question, and we had that same question going in the Caulfield Cup over 2,400. Was he going to get it? Mm. Well, he did get it. Now he's going to 3,200. So has he been trained for this race? Is this an afterthought? Will he get the 3,200? Now he's drawn out in the car park. So Marrera's going to have to go back. We saw on Saturday with El Costello, drew out in barrier 18, had to go back and you know, it's very hard to make up that much ground. So Buckaroo does have the sectional speed we saw in the Caulfield Cup here, where he got checked twice in the race. Now he comes in, he's by far the best last 600 in the race, but I was on Buckaroo this race, but he failed to win. What do I think in summary is I think he's too short for a horse that has so many question marks against him. I think he'll drift in the market. Matty, what do you think?
I like him. I've got him on top for sure, and I do think we'll get a better price on Tuesday. We'll get through the rest of the field. There's a lot of question marks on a lot of other horses, the overseas horses. Every run he's had, like this preparation, has just been sensational. And, I mean, without a fight, it was faultless last time, and he's been faultless.
How good's the form coming out of the Turnbull?
It's very good. It's very good via Sestina and all that sort of jazz. So it's been a perfect preparation. I mean, the barrier is terrible. He's going to be.
Where's he go?
He's going to be so far back. But I think what we just saw there through the Caulfield Cup, Marrera will start weaving, and it's just going to be dependent on how much these horses who are leading sort of slow up, because he'll be weaving, he'll be flying.
He'll be magic.
He'll be magic. And hopefully we're getting almost double figures on the day. It's out to about $7, $6.50 and it seems to be going further.
He's going to need to be magic, isn't he, Fitz? Because barrier 21 of 24, it's certainly not ideal, particularly with his pattern.
So hard. It's so hard for a horse to win from out there. I don't know, maybe they take the risk and they push forward a little bit and he maybe looks for a run midfield, hoping to get three wide with cover. I don't know, but there was a little rumour through the week that he might push forward. So be interested to see now that he's drawn that barrier whether or not he does that. Big hope in the cup. Another one that's obviously there, and the Caulfield Cup run was next level. I couldn't take him on. I probably have something on because I'm a sicko.
So in summary, King's obviously a good winning chance, but we're not ready to steam into the $6.50.
No, I'm not backing him. I'd have him priced a lot lower. I think he can win. He's definitely one I'm not penning, because if he runs the 3,200 and he gets in, he wins. But the question marks, to take 650 in a Melbourne Cup, you want every box ticked. He ticks three of the boxes, not five for me. So I'd need sort of $8.50, $9 to be on him. I don't think I'll get that price, but I do think he'll drift to about $7.50 or $8.
Kings, where do we think Circle of Fire's at? Interesting horse, probably not going as well as the camp would have hoped. Obviously won the Sydney Cup in the autumn, and automatically everybody's thinking Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
What have you made of the way he's been going, particularly at maybe his last couple of runs?
Well, he's not going great, but he's got a trainer called Kieran Maher, who's an absolute magician, and he's got a jockey called Mark Zara, who knows how to get him home as well. So, you know, he's set for this race. We know he can run 3200. How good was his run in the Sydney Cup?
Super.
Where he sat right. That would have been one of the best runs of the year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Rated through the roof. From a visual point of view, I marked the run up as well from a video point of view. So, but just first up, he returned, beaten 24 lengths. Next up, beaten 7 lengths, beaten 14 and a half lengths. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't be surprised because he's done it before, 3200.
Yeah.
But, yeah, on recent form, he looks like he's not going as good as last prep.
That's the thing in his favour, isn't it, Fitz? He's ticked that box at 2 miles where there are a lot of queries about so many of the runners in this year's Cup.
Yeah, very true. I just think it's getting back in the race and I can't see this horse figuring with the way it's been running. But like you guys said, right trainer, jockey's a legend, so very good hope to sort of run into the minor placings maybe.
I love putting horses in exotics that you know can run a strong 3200, yep. And he's one of them, and he's going in on my exotics for sure.
Mm. All right, let's get on to another intriguing runner, the Japanese runner who we saw first up in the Caulfield Cup, Warp Speed. Did we just put a pen through it because of the track conditions? We know these Japanese horses, Kings, love being on top of the ground.
They do, yeah. Ran fifth in a 10-0 show. Got beaten a bit too far for me to sort of want to be on him. I know, Matt, you're pretty keen on Warp Speed.
I had a good look at him and he just sort of, he spat the bit out around the turn, shifty track. You could see his head was going left and right. I am going to go with what you just said then, Tim. I'm going to pen the run.
Yep.
And fifth in the 10-0 show is good enough to win the Melbourne Cup. So at massive odds, 30s, I'll be on him.
Dream team's in a forgiving mood.
He does.
What are we doing with Warp Speed?
Yeah, no, Matty's a good judge with these sorts of ones, so I'm happy. You know, he's ticked the 3200 metre box, which a lot of them haven't. So, yeah, he's definitely one at rougher odds that can run a race.
And drawn well too, hasn't he? Rightio, let's move on to another of the Chris Waller runners. Kovalik is a horse that probably a little bit frustrating to punters. He hasn't won in a little while. The talent's clearly there and he comes out of a very, very good form race in the Cox Plate Kings.
What's it? The Vegas Estina. Let's watch the replay. yeah, Kovalik hasn't won for 15 starts, hasn't won since his three-year-old. I'm surprised Kovalik is so short, okay. But you've got Chris Waller, you've got D-Lane, you've got that Cox Plate form, but I don't know, is he set for a cup? Is this an afterthought, do you think, of Waller's?
It does seems like an afterthought. Mm. The Cox Plate, like, you could tell at Moonee Valley, he wasn't happy turning. Some horses don't like running fast while you're turning. So, I mean, I can forgive the Cox Plate form. It's obviously, like, some of the best form we've got. So, I mean, he's rough. I'm not going to back him, but it wouldn't shock me completely.
I don't know if he's good enough. What do you think, Fitz?
Ratings-wise, he's not that far off the other horses off its last three starts from what I looked at. But I can't have Kovalik. I mean, it's won in the Queensland Derby. And since then, I really think it's been pretty disappointing as a racehorse. So, yeah, not for me at $21 in the Melbourne Cup.
You've got a distance query and he's probably not going that great and hasn't won for a while. So
yeah.
I'd have him 50-1.
It's short enough. Short enough.
Rightio. What about the stablemate, Land Legend, Kings? Oh. He went to Bendigo on Wednesday and had a bit of a gallop. Chris Waller's made public that if he thinks the horse can settle better than he has been, he'll be thereabouts. And we're looking at the gallop from Wednesday at Bendigo. Probably just more educational and getting him used to a big crowd again.
Yeah, he got beaten a fair way in the Caulfield Cup and obviously pulled. And he pulled the two races prior to that as well. And that's... Oh, I don't know if you can just... I'm not obviously an expert at training, but you can't just turn around, especially over 3200. But Fitz, I know you're on early on Land Legend.
Yeah,
you've been talking about Land Legend in the office
out of the way.
For the last month.
What do you got, Fitz?
Caulfield Cup was going to be fat if Land Legend had lobbed, and it was disappointing to see him pulling in on the rails there, and Zach somehow got him off the fence and pulled him out. But it still took its toll, I think, late that run. So, look, I'm hoping and praying that he settles in the run, and if he does, I'd love him to take off early, and if they take off and make it a staying test, I reckon this horse will give him a good run.
$19 with Ladbrokes Kings. What do you think?
I think the price is fair. I think if Land Legend puts it all together, he's a horse that can win. I won't be on him, but it wouldn't surprise if he did win. I think 21, 26, if you can get that type of price. I think it's not a bad price if you're into him.
What are we keen to do with Absurd, the stablemate of favourite Vauban, also trained by Willie Mullins, comes back out to Australia, was pretty good in Australia last time, probably outperformed expectations somewhat. How do we think he's
going? Yeah, well, there's a really fast pace in last year's Cup, and we're not expecting that this year. Just Fine will go forward, and there's not that much pace really behind. So the pace of the race is a real query. I've got a feeling Absurd is going to run a good race, but you can't bet off feelings, unfortunately. I've got to bet off facts and figures, and the facts and figures are that he did come out last year and failed. His ratings overseas, he only had a couple of runs, but he hasn't done anything to suggest he is going to improve. So if you're backing Absurd, you're taking him on trust once again. Matty?
Well, he was a sneaky late go, wasn't he?
Big go.
In the Melbourne Cup last year. So
he was really well backed.
We've sort of been talking about that. That was the sort of the wild card that the Mullins sort of camp pulled there. Like they were, everyone was just focused on Vauban, and then all of a sudden, I think the horse went halved his quote at big odds or something like that. So very scary. But once again, just I think the way the Cup's going to be run doesn't sort of suit his profile. Bigger fields, all that sort of stuff. So
anything to add on Absurd?
I got him second pick. Okay. So for me, I've got no problem with this horse. It came over. I thought its run last year in the Cup was all right. Ran better than the current favourite. It won well 60 days ago over in Europe. Handles the Flemington track. So yeah, it's a good show at $10, I thought.
What about One Smooth Operator? Another one of the horses that's come over from the UK. Kings, it was sectional
domination
in the Geelong Cup. Absolutely bolted in. We've seen that form franked again from the Ebor with the Bendigo Cup winner. How do we rate One Smooth Operator's chances?
Well, One Smooth Operator's got the best last 600, which we can see here, with a rating of 119. Gets in well with 51 kilos. Proven at the trip. Craig Williams, proven jockey. A couple of negatives with One Smooth Operator. Only 5 wins from 38 starts. I think he'll drift in the market, and also had a setback during the week. Mate, do you find when they've had a setback or anything, it was a cut on the foot, do you think that's any negative at all?
I mean, it is, but, like, there's not enough sort of information to sort of, like, make your betting decisions off that, I don't think. So maybe when you hear those sort of rumours, you just get a better price. So, it means something.
Well, you saw what he did there. The acceleration, which I talked about before, which was my number one factor when identifying the Cup winner. He's got the best last 600 out of the race. So, I mean, he ticks a lot of boxes for me. Fitz?
Pretty impressive visually last start, Fitz, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people pretty keen on this one. I know that I'm quite keen on it as well. It's done everything it's been asked to do out here. And we've obviously, a lot of horses like Vauban come over and we don't see them before a run in Australia, and then this one everyone got to see. So I can see there being a lot of public money for this one, and I think it's a very, very good chance.
Good to see a horse trained by a Cummings racing on Derby Day and then backing up into the Cup. A little bit different this year with the some of those races being moved around, but geez, Ardoz, he was impressive on Saturday.
Yeah, 1,600 times 2 equals 3,200, which we've got to do on Tuesday, but got beat 8 in the Caulfield Cup. But I think Ardoz is one of those horses that's going to be really well backed on the back of the 3-day backup. From Saturday going into the Cup. Is she good enough to win a Cup? I've got a question mark about that. The 3,200, I've got a question mark about that. The firm track, I've got a bit of a question mark about that. There's a lot of talk about Zardozzi though. Matty, what do you think, mate?
Oh, I mean, I'm loving looking at the whole field. I'm loving seeing there's one horse that's on a 3-day backup. That's Cummings. He's obviously doing things a little bit different. I was on him in the Caulfield Cup and he let me down. So as a punter, you can't forget that you liked him.
Hard to turn around 8 weeks.
He's very forgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
He is, he's a forgiving man.
How do you rate her chances?
I give her a great hope. I really liked the run yesterday. I liked the little 3-day backup like Matty was talking about. I had something on yesterday when the market came out again at $21. And I think Zardozzi is a Flemington horse, and I think from the soft draw, barrier 4, it's going to get the best run behind what we think isn't going to be the hottest tempo of all time in the Melbourne Cup. Can position up maybe 4th, 5th, doing whatever it wants. And, yeah, I think she's a really, really, really good chance.
We've had a look at the winner of the Geelong Cup. Let's fast forward 7 days and go a couple of hundred kilometres up the Hume Freeway and head to Sea King, who... Kings, this was pretty arrogant.
Very, very impressive. Last start rating on my scale of 98, which is high, really, really up there. 5 points better than Interpretation, who won the race last year. Last 600 of 118, which is second. So ticking all those acceleration boxes, sectional boxes, comes through the same Ebor form as One Smooth Operator. You checked out the Ebor, Matty?
Yeah, the Ebor always delivers, doesn't it?
And a six-day backup as well.
Yeah, they're right next to each other in the last Ebor, one smooth operator and Sea King. So their form's very close and they've both come in and bolted in. Sea King's my second pick. I found him at Bendigo just because I didn't think there was much else in the race, but it sat three wide and just won in a canter. It's flying.
Fitz?
Concerned about barrier one.
Holly
That's
Doyle?
My concern, yeah. I don't know whether or not how close it'll be. And then and Holly Doyle, I know she can ride, but first cup ride, tough work, barrier one for me. $9 looks
good. Do you think you'll stay?
Yeah, I don't think it won't stay. Yeah, it hasn't gone up to 3,200, but I'm more concerned about where it's going to get to, barrier one.
Chris Waller and Kieran Maher have 9 of the 24 runners, another runner to come from. That combination is Interpretation. He's going all right, I think, Kings.
He's going real good. He's going better. His last start rating was his career best last start rating, running second behind one smooth operator. He's going better. I'm really keen on Interpretation. I think, you know, runs a strong 3,200, 50 kilos, ran sixth in the race last year as well, and he's going better. So he's definitely a place chance and represents good value. So he's another one who had a setback during the week and was possibly being scratched. He's in the mix for sure, Matty.
Yeah, I respect this roughie that you found. He's had plenty of runs under his belt, keeps hitting the line. I'm happy that we were going to throw him in all our exotics.
Fitz, anything to add?
Nothing special for me. Yep. Everything's been said.
The fairy tale story of the entire Melbourne Cup would be the map for the South Australians who took out the Derby. Her last few runs have probably left a little bit to be desired, but we know that she'll get the trip, no worries.
One of these old war horses that she just keeps toiling away, runs a strong 3,200, six in the Geelong Cup, and another one like Circle of Fire that I'm going to throw into the exotics.
Yep, I'm not a map fan myself.
No, nah, well, the map, I've talked about the map a few times. It was a year ago when it ran that good race.
Yep.
Over 2,800 to get in the Cup around a year ago, was it?
Yes, and on Cup Day,
yeah,
12
look,
months ago.
So it goes 3,200, roughy. I'm not sure, I don't think it can win, but yeah, maybe running into a hole.
Good luck to Connections. Okay, let's wrap it up. Kings, who is the top three?
The top three, here we go. I'm going to go 3-2-1. So third I put in Sea King. Then we go to second 18 Interpretation and 13 one smooth operator. So for me, I've gone with the form lines of seeing is believing. These horses are all in form. They've all got acceleration. They're all down in the weights. And I think I'm pretty confident. I'm happy with those. I think there's negatives against Vauban and Buckaroo. And the other 12 horses that we didn't mention, I don't think any of them can win. So I've narrowed it down to those three and I'm pretty confident.
Fizz, you've been waiting for this. Here's your time to shine. Who's the top three?
Top three, all right. One smooth operator, number one for me. Second pick for me, Absurd. And third pick, and I'm just cheering it as loud as any of them, Land Legend.
No interest like self-interest, is there, Fitz? No, Matty, how are you playing the Cup? Who have you settled with as your top three?
Yeah, Buckaroo on top, absolutely. I think we'll get a good price as well on Tuesday. Sea King, I've got for second, and Warp Speed for third.
Of course, the first four is always a bit of fun on Melbourne Cup Day, and we've combined all of your boys' top threes, and we've come up with a Wolf Den first four. There it is.
Yeah, 2, 3, and 18 for first, and then we go down to second, third, four. But how good's playing some exotics on Cup Day,
better.
Playing a quaddy, some
better.
Exotics. They could pay you, so if you jag a roughie into fourth even, they can, I remember 100,000, over 100,000 when Fiorante won the Cup, and she was in the market. So, yeah, get involved.
Happy days. All right, the 5-minute warning has been given by the producers, boys. Let's fly through your Tuesday sets. Let's start with you, Kings. What do you like out wide?
I've got three tips, so let's go. Eagle Farm Race, one, number three, Sir Joe. First up, won a trial by five. Looks ready to go. Should push forward from barrier 11. Then we go with Chuka Race, one, number four, Dismount. Best last start rating. Sat wide last start. Same course, same distance. Hopefully different result. And then we go Randwick, race six, number six, Gallant Star. Plenty of speed in this race. Going to settle off speed, drawn wide. Going to be charging down the centre.
Wouldn't be a Fitzy tip without something out wide in Western Australia.
Yes,
is that where you're going again?
We're going to start in Ascot, mate. Race four, number one, a horse called Tactics. It's 1,200 back to 1,000. Neville Parnham's very good at doing this. She'll get a suck run behind a hot tempo, and it was wide last start, so pretty keen on it. Then we're going to Flemington race 5, number 2. This one, take it if you like, but point in a pen, it's 100-1. Oof. Specky for those who love a roughie.
Look out.
It's first up, it's an out-and-out stayer. It's one at the track and distance, and I'm happy to back it at 100s.
Point in a pen.
Yeah.
Nice then, to get that, huh? Gee whiz.
We got one that's
a
dual acceptor in Flemington and at Morpheville. I'm hoping it goes to Morpheville. Race 6, number 3, Aaron Bay. Had a good run last start, but I think it gets a perfect run in Adelaide and should be very hard to beat.
Dream Team, you've found a horse that's stepping up in class, but by gosh, has done nothing wrong, has the big swinger.
That's right, yeah. Found him a couple of times and we'll be going one more time. So that's, yeah, race 8, number 7, big swinger. 4.25 length win at Ballarat last start.
Yep.
Absolutely walked in. For ratings-wise, the best last start performance, and we're going to have
pretty arrogant, isn't it?
It was. He didn't even touch it. And the best thing is, Craig Williams has ridden it its first two, and he'll stick on Cup Day. Barrier 6 is just going to be lovely. Barrier 6, you got options to go inside or go wide, depending what happens. We're getting at least 360 at the moment. That's a good price, and I think it'll start shorter.
The phone's been ringing too from Hong Kong connections wanting to buy this horse and take him over there. But Charlotte Littlefield, who's a part of the racing.com team, has said, no, thank you. I think this is the horse that is going to cement me among the Victorian training ranks. And he looks to be on a very, very nice upward trajectory, doesn't he?
Absolutely.
What else do you like, Matty? Anything else?
I do have one out wide, really wide. It's the second meeting in Queensland at Sunshine Coast.
Okay.
It's race 4, number 4. The markets, I don't even know, are up yet. But it's called All I Want Is You. Horse is just flying. Dolby and Gatton form out to Caloundra. I think we'll get real big odds, over $10. So that's my
definition
little
sneak. About wide, isn't it? The call of the card's going to be terrific on Monday, isn't it, Kings? Always one of the great days.
Yep.
Everybody comes together. Everyone's ready to have a bet. The bookies are keen to take everyone on.
It's a fantastic day. There's four bookies going to be there, strong bookies, and they're going to be betting up. No, it's a really good day, and it's the epicentre of gambling heading into the Melbourne Cup.
And the boys, you'll be there too, Fizz. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'll get the white jacket out, mate. And, the one and only suit jacket I own. And, it's great fun. It'll be good. They put on a good feed. The betting is enormous.
Yeah.
It's great fun.
Yep. Matty, are we going in with an air of confidence? Are we going to be aggressive or just run out of time?
I'm going to see what they do with Buckaroo.
Okay.
If I think the bookie should push it a little bit. And there were some great chances last year for them to lay Vauban at shorter odds. Mm. And hopefully they push a few out on tomorrow.
So, Kings, if you're sitting at home and watching the Melbourne Cup set and you're interested in learning a bit more about Wolfden, head onto the App Store, download the app. It's terrific.
Get on the app, become part of the community, get involved, Punter of the Year, there's some comps going, and just come on there and have fun. Mm. Look into it and download it and get involved.
Thanks to our good friends at Ladbrokes, the mates mode on Cox Plate Day. Well, it wasn't quite a fill-up, Kings, but it was very close too. A couple of very sick results. Sorry, boys, I didn't want to bring it up. Surprise coming in the last in Adelaide and Firestorm the last at Moonee Valley. Hello. But we still returned a crust for the punters, which is all you can ask for.
Yeah, we turned 80 into 110 and we could have got, I reckon, if we had got those results in the end, we had the quaddie going, we could have got well over 250, but we still won. We still had a lot of fun. So, no, it was a great day, actually. It was good fun.
And Via Sestina was the hero of Cox Plate Day, wasn't she? And, gee, we get to see her at Flemington on Champions Stakes Day if all goes well. That's going to be a tantalising race too, Fitz.
Yeah, I wonder what sort of odds they're going to put up Via for that day. But, yeah, I'm very, very short, I'm guessing. Yeah, very short.
She looks like the one to beat, clearly, doesn't she?
Is she going to Hong Kong, you think?
Or? I don't think so. No, I think Vin Cox from Yulong has come out and said, no, we're not going to be taking her to Hong Kong. So what would you do?
If I owned Via Sestina, she'd be running in the cup. I've always wanted to win a cup. I'd be throwing her in the cup and I'd be putting the suit on. I'd be heading out there. Because you don't get many chances to win one.
What do you think, Matty?
He would have been an absolute massive chance in the cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should be what, $4? $3.50, $4 mark?
I think so. And just that section, that way she absorbed that pressure last start was just so impressive. So, well, let's see. Well, we won't get it. We won't get $2, I don't think, will we, this Saturday?
Hey, just very quickly, Kings, any chance we see Bella Nipotina back up, do you think, in the Champion Sprint?
I hope so. Isn't she going well?
Absolutely.
Lovely win on Saturday again, coming off an Everest win. I thought she might have come off a little bit after that Everest win, but sat 3-1 at an Everest, tough run. She's got to be the toughest horse in Australia.
You beauty, boys. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully we found the Melbourne Cup winner. Thanks for watching the Melbourne Cup set. Remember, download the racing.com and Wolf Den apps and enjoy your Melbourne Cup week.
All right, I thought the boys crushed that. So good, 10 out of 10. Big thanks to Timmy Yateman stepping in my usual role. But I have got this little bit to finish you off with. The bird, Adam Sparrow, thinks he's an aficionado on the Cup, one of the Cup's experts. And I sat down with him this morning, recorded his thoughts as well. So you can watch that. It's short and sharp, and he provides a lot of insight. Great work by the team in the .com studios. Welcome to Wolf Den's Melbourne Cup set, episode 2, or part 2. And I'm here with the incomparable Mr. Adam Sparrow. How are you, mate?
Very well, Rich. It's fantastic to be here.
So the boys have done a ripping Melbourne Cup set from the .com studios. Yep. And we're going to have a little chat with you, and we're going to call it the Birds Melbourne Cup set.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a race I've been fascinated in since I was a little boy. I think the first horse I ever heard of in my life was Galilee. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up in a very racing family. My father was a big punter, and my mother's side were horse trainers. So I had it from... You'd be in our house and the background music was no 2KY in those days. It was Ken Howard on 2GB or something. And I knew who Tommy Smith was before I knew who Jesus Christ was. Well, Tommy Smith was the Jesus Christ, I suppose.
And why are you so passionate about backing the Melbourne Cup winner? Well, it's really about the betting for you, isn't it?
Well, in all honesty, I started being an SP bookie at school when I was 8 and at Coogee Prep, and that was the year Gunsind was the favourite in the race. So I started taking bets then, and I used to run the sweeps. So I suppose it was always about the betting, if you say. But I always loved horses. I had a scrapbook when I was a little kid, when I was 7, with all the horses in it. And I always loved horse racing. And as you know, I started working on the race course at 16, and it's been my life. But as I got older, I've had some huge results on the Cup and won lots of money, and I've bought my first property out of the Melbourne Cup.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, and what year was that?
In 1994. I was Paris. Okay. I got the Paris Lane Jern double for 100,000.
Paris Lane won the Caulfield Cup, yeah. Okay.
D. Oliver.
So you won 100,000. That's a lot of money in 1994. That's 30 years ago.
Well, I paid 150,000 some money in the bank, which I was having a bit of a run, and I went and paid 150 grand for an apartment. I didn't have a mortgage on or anything, but was growing up in a racing, punting family, you didn't know what mortgages were.
So is it fair
to say
that...
You thought you had to get the money to buy something.
The Melbourne Cup set you up in life? Is that...
Oh, no, it's not fair to say. I turned that into a beautiful house in Toorak, which my ex-wife got. So it didn't set me up in life. It set her up in life, and I had to go back to square one.
How does divorce go? Is it good for the finances, to getting divorced?
Well, I'll put it this way. I can't afford another one.
All right, so people like Melbourne Cup previews that cut to the chase. So you've said that the 7 horses that can win and the other 17 can't win.
Well, right? I don't think there's even 7, to be honest, but there's probably 7 chances, you've got to say that, but there are a couple I wouldn't think could win. There are 17 horses that just can't possibly win, in my opinion.
Okay, so we're going to go through them. We'll go through them in saddle cloth order. We're going to start with Vauban, obviously the favourite last year. Mm-hmm. And I guess what will be good in this is we'll get a bit of your pearls and your principles as to what can lead to a Melbourne Cup win and why some horses can't. So let's kick off with Vauban.
Well, the main reason, he's my top pick. The main reason I like Vauban, he's got the best form as stayers go. He's certainly the classiest stayer in the field. Last year, clearly something wasn't right on the day. They said the horse didn't seem right on the day when he went out onto the track. Willie Mullins, the trainer, is one of the greatest trainers in the world. I can't see this man bringing this horse back unless he didn't think it was a very serious contender and has it spot on.
Okay.
I know they were very confident last year, but as I said, something wasn't right. And he's too great a trainer to bring this horse back and, you know, not get a near result. Now, I think it's the one to beat.
And because it ticks all the boxes, it can get over the distance.
That's right, strong.
But the biggest thing is the Willie Mullins factor, is it? That he's such a horseman and a trainer.
He's such a great trainer. It's got barrier 11, I think it'll go pretty forward, should get a lovely run. The jockey on it, W. Buick, you know, he's a world-class rider.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the horse.
Cool.
I think 55 and a half is a winning weight.
All right, let's move on to the Caulfield Cup runner-up, Buckaroo.
Buckaroo. Well, he's by Fastnet Rock, which Absurd's by as well. Mm-hmm. So Absurd has won over 2 miles. But I've always been a bit of a query on him staying the distance. His run in the Caulfield Cup was outstanding. He has the best form through Via Sestina in the Turnbull, and you saw what Via Sestina did in the Cox Plate. There's no doubt he's the best horse in the race. Mm-hmm. I have a big query on him running the 2 miles. And I thought, I said to Kingsley about a couple of weeks ago, I said, if Buckaroo doesn't draw a good barrier, he's going to have his work really cut out. Like, if he had like 1-6, he could get the soft run in just in behind them and get a cozy run. He's got barrier 21. What's he going to do? Is he going to go forward or is he going to jag it and ride it from behind? I think if he goes forward, he might use up a bit too much energy to really stay the distance.
Okay.
And so I just think the barrier, I think he needed to draw a really good barrier to guarantee he can ride the run the 3200. So I'm a bit against it. But, you know, it's got the Waller factor. His horses spike in these big races.
Yes.
As everyone knows, all of a sudden they just go to a new level and...
Look at yesterday.
Yeah. Look at yesterday again.
Yeah.
You know, look at Via Sestina last week.
Yes.
You know, and who says Buckaroo, well, you might use some of his magic, his training ability.
The Barry 21's the big issue.
Well, that's the thing. I just think, you know, that's going to make his work cut out, you know, make it a bit harder. That's
fair
what
enough.
I think.
All right, let's move to Land Legend.
Look, he doesn't seem to settle in his races, but there again, it's a Waller-trained horse. But I can't have it as winning the race. Sure, if you're taking first fours, you whack it in that. As you've got to whack Buckaroo in for the, you know, fourth or third.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Let's move to One Smooth Operator.
Yeah, well,
Geelong Cup winner.
Yeah, well, very impressive. You know it'll stay. Great jockey, Craig Williams. It's a stayer. It'll get a... he probably will get back a bit, but he's the sort of horse who can make one long sustained run. He's definitely my second pick.
Okay. Zardozzi obviously ran yesterday, the old Bart Cummings run him on the Saturday before
well,
the cup.
Well, amazing. Yeah, and put a lot of miles in their legs. That horse is, I added it up this morning, I think it's run 11,600 metres in this preparation, which is a lot. Bart used to like to run them about 10, which... Lee Friedman adopted through the 90s and had a lot of success winning the Melbourne Cup, late 80s and through the 90s. So James has followed his grandfather's rules, which isn't a bad rule when you've trained 12 Melbourne Cup winners. So interesting. It'll get a good run from barrier four.
Mm-hmm.
I think it probably would prefer a little bit of give in the ground, but it did get beat a long way in the Caulfield Cup, even though it was going to the line rather well. Can't see it winning, but might be thereabouts in the straight.
Okay, Bendigo Cup winner, Sea King.
Sea King, well, he's a nice horse and I was fortunate enough to back him the other day. I was watching his overseas races before the Bendigo Cup. He's a horse, a big striding horse that needs room. I don't think Barrier 1's going to be kind to him in a big field like this. If he had have drawn barrier 10 or something like that, I'd be putting him right in the race. But I'm just worried about how he's going to travel in the run being crowded. He's a big striding horse. Don't know whether barrier 1 will suit him.
Okay, and rounding it out, Interpretation, another of the Ma runners.
It was a great run last year. Came from near the tail last year to finish 6th. Hit the line as good as any horse. It's got no weight on its back. I think Theo Nugent's to ride, lightweight jockey. But Kieran Ma. Great trainer. It'll be peaking on the day. I think it can run a race.
Okay, so you've landed on 2 really good win-only bets.
Win-only bets.
And they are?
They are Vauban and One Smooth Operator. Was that named after you, One Smooth Operator?
Absolutely, and everything I know I learned from you.
Yeah. Well, I've got a horse that's called the Smoothest Operator. That was named after me.
There you go. Okay, so Vauban and One Smooth Operator, your top tips. And people playing exotics, anything else amongst those horses we just talked about that they maybe should just...
Well, you know, you've got to throw... Look, you've got to go the trainers. You saw what Waller did with Shiraz last year. How it ran third, you'll never, ever know. But so Land Legend, you've got to whack in for third or fourth, even though, the horse doesn't settle properly. But Waller might do some magical trick with it and so it settles. And, you know, Zardoza, you've got to throw it in somewhere... third or fourth. And Buckaroo, as I said, you've got to throw that in around there. It's going to look the – it'll be in the race in the with 200 to go, Buckaroo. I just think the last 200 might see him out.
Okay. Where will you be watching the Cup on Tuesday?
I've been invited to a box, which is – I don't normally go to Melbourne. Well, yeah, I'll be in a box.
Whose box?
I'm going with Tom Waterhouse.
Oh!
Yeah.
How do you get
Gaze box, I think it is. Blackmail them. No, I don't know. Well, my first boss on the race course was Robbie when I was 16. Okay. I go back a long way with the Waterhouse family. Yeah,
okay.
Like, great people, love them dearly. And
well, that'll be a bit of
fun. I'm looking for. I'm taking my daughter with me, so it will
Lovely.
Be great. Yeah,
fantastic. All right, well, thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
Great set. And that wraps up our Melbourne Cup set. It's about the best we've got. Big thank you to racing.com. They went above and beyond to put this show together for us. And yeah, now we just got to go and do some betting and hopefully come away with the win.
Yeah, and
so
I know it's a staying test, the Melbourne Cup, but it's more of a staying test when you come to Melbourne for Melbourne Cup week, because you definitely need a spell after it.
Yeah, it is. I'm already feeling it. What is it, Sunday? We've got a couple of hours to go.
I've been here since
It'll be
Thursday.
Very quiet
My
week
voice
for
is
me.
Going already.
Yeah, it'll be a quiet week for me when we get back home to Sydney.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Up the Den. See you soon.
Yeah, up the Den.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.